Dialogue 1. The arrival of Florence Balcombe.
I'm tired, dazed, and overwhelmed, but divine as always. Well, if it wasn't for the back pain. Do you have something for the pain, Mr...
Myrna.
Oh yes, I knew that already. Or maybe not. I don't know. Don't care, really. But anyway, here I am. As I always say, instinct is vital, Mr. Kerno.
Myrna. Well, actually, my name is Friedrich Wilhelm Pumpel. But I made a small change to my last name because... I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
Oh, because sometimes it is easier to give the most private details of our lives to complete strangers because they are simply that. Strangers. Wow, that was beautiful. It would sound perfect in a novel, don't you think? A mystery novel, perhaps, or maybe something about vampires.
Excuse me, Mrs...
You're excused.
Mrs...
Yes, I am a woman, obviously.
I mean your name. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm a little pressed for time.
You have a bad advisor, then. Haste never brings anything good. But I suppose it is what it is it not? Life?
I suppose so.
Anyway, we were talking about my back pain, remember?
I don't think I can offer you anything for...
Whiskey, cognac, maybe a little wine.
Well, I have some, but I don't know if it'll really work for your back.
Oh, no problem. Just give me whatever you have on hand, as long as it's strong.
Fine, but I'm telling you I'm in a hurry.
Haste is only a way of being afraid. Thank you, dear. I was really dry, like a tree in the desert.
I see.
So, you have dedicated yourself to the world of cinema.
How did you know?
Oh, well, obviously, the way you hold yourself, your elegance, your star quality. Everything you seem to be denotes a duality of levels. Simply put, I see in you that cinema is your life, your passion, your way of understanding things. You watch people closely and then remember them, immortalizing them and imagining how they will look on the big screen. You see reality, thinking about the frame and then navigate in between on a general level and a close-up personal level, knowing that everything will ultimately come down to the final product.
Nobody has ever described me better, ma'am. I... Janet? Janet Gaynor?
How did you know? Yes, I am Janet. Crawford, of course.
Crawford? Not Gaynor?
Did I say Crawford? I don't know what I was thinking. Of course, you're right. I'm Janet. Janet Gaynor.
I thought we were to meet in Hollywood. I didn't expect you
to... Oh, I wanted to come and surprise you.
A big surprise, wouldn't you say?
A very big surprise. A toast to it. Oops, maybe not. There's nothing left. Do you have any more bottles?
I'll look for them this second, Miss Gaynor.